solemn days. In the 1930s and 40s, Lights Pass, and indeed the Barossa Valley, was more than 90% Lutheran. Every town and village had two, three, or more Lutheran churches. In Lights Pass, there were two, Emmanuel Lutheran Church and Straight Gate Lutheran Church. The latter came into existence when a group of families left the Emmanuel Lutheran Church and started their own church just down the road, calling it Straight Gate. They called a pastor and built a church. Their first pastor was my great-grandfather, G.J. Rechner, who sold 5.5 acres of land that he owned to the congregation for £52.10. The proximity of the church to the Rechner College evidences the style of buildings used in those days and years. The original church had no bell tower. This was added later, and when the new church was built, the bell tower from the original church was retained. For the first 100 years of the Straight Gate Lutheran Church, two of the three pastors following J.G. Rechner were his descendants, his grandson J.J. Stolz and his younger grandson R.B. Reuter, in brackets, my father, close brackets. Therefore, three pastors from one family have served Straight Gate Lutheran Church for more than 100 years. The early Lutherans in and around Lights Pass were peasant folk with close family ties who took their faith seriously. Nearly every town and village had a Lutheran church, the two in Lights Pass belonging to the same synod. Worship forms and customs were European in origin and strongly pietistic, with emphasis on sin, guilt and forgiveness. Confessional practices included announcing one's intention to commune to the pastor prior to the service and conducting confessional services on Saturday, with a heavy emphasis on a person's unworthiness, the evil consequences of disobedience, and the need for forgiveness. These services were attended by communicant members only. At communion services, non-communicants would exit the worship service prior to the commencement of the communion liturgy. Some practices at baptisms reflected the more solemn beliefs, such as the churching of mothers. Following a baptism, the mother and child would present at the altar. Following a baptism, the mother and child would present at the altar as a ritual, but not the father of the child. In worship services, families were separated, women and children on the right, and men on the left facing the altar. Those children taking confirmation instruction were seated in the two front pews, girls to the right and boys to the left. Why, I do not know. As soon as mothers were physically showing that they were pregnant, they ceased coming to church. I never understood why. How practices have changed. Transport to church in those years, some walked, some rode bikes, others came by horse and buggy. A very few could afford a car, and they were the older models. But they came, rain, hail or shine, loyal to their faith.